The rest of the poems I'm going to read are from the new poem section of the book, which for some reason always comes first. I'll start with the title poem, PM AM, which is a pair of poems, and very difficult to convince editors and typesetters that PM comes first. We had to redo that a couple of times. PM. The child is unreconciled to the dark. Adrift on her small bed, she listens for voices down the hall as if they were familiar waves lapping at the unknown shore. But her mother is almost silent. The needle has dropped from her hand, and the only embroidery left is the sky stretched between window frames. Her father loosens his tie. He has used up his small store of words, and even his sleep will be burdened by the heavy breathing of others. This is how she remembers it, the house creaking as if it were loose on its moorings, the unnavigable dark. AM. The child gets up on the wrong side of the bed. There are splinters of cold light on the floor, and when she frowns, the frown freezes on her face, as her mother has warned her it would. When she puts her elbows roughly on the table, her father says, "You got up on the wrong side of the bed," and there is suddenly a cold river of spilled milk. These gestures are merely formal. Small stitches in the tapestry of a childhood she will remember as nearly happy. Outside, the snow begins again, ordinary weather blurring the landscape between that time and this as she swings her cold legs over the side of the bed.